WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 9, and then at 9:02, another edition of Spotlight on Medicine, Neonatology, Specialized Care for Newborns. My guest, Dr. Shruti Gupta, Medical Director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at Greenwich Hospital. WGCH News Center time is 8:51. First Thursday of the month at this time, we're joined by State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. The session well underway now. Tell us some of the things that are going on and some of the votes that may be happening.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yesterday, the House was in session in Hartford, and there were many votes that were taken in the House, mostly to approve judges. But most notably, the commissioners of education and public health came in for their confirmations of their nomination by the governor. They have been serving in the roles as commissioner as they were placed in those roles interim-wise. But now they have been confirmed, and I wanted to share with folks that the vote was 32 to 119 on the education commissioner, and the opposition to her was mostly because there are many parents who are very dissatisfied with what happened in education, the so many days that were lost and the inability to quickly move into remote learning so that the kids can stay engaged. Parents related to masks a lot. The education system is in a crisis in terms of a lack of focus on achievement, and also even teacher shortages is an issue that Connecticut is facing. And for those reasons, the education commissioner was not a unanimous yes vote. And that was very similar also with the public health commissioner. In the questioning on the nominations committee, the health commissioner felt that there was nothing that she would do differently in regards to the businesses that were closed, for how long they were closed, the lack of metrics on the children having to wear their masks for so long, etc. And the vote for her nomination approval was 96 yes and 53 no's. Another notable thing is that there was a vote to approve an arbitration award for judiciary branch employees. They were seeking a retroactive raise of 3%, and the state was going back with 2%. The arbitration did award the 3% for them, so that vote also went through. And this is, we will be seeing 12 more contracts come out this year for renegotiations. And I think the news for the citizens is that, the negotiations on these contracts for government employees often it doesn't really go well for the taxpayers. We're very grateful for all the service of those in the public sector. However, this group of judicial professionals, this is 1,300 employees, they did see a raise in 2020 of 3.5% general wage increase. In 2021, they saw a 3.5% general wage increase. In 2019, they received a $2,000 stipend. This just is not in line with what the regular folks in Connecticut are experiencing. And for that reason, I did not vote to approve the arbitration award. And today, I want to share that in the Housing Committee, there is a zoning-related bill that will look at 830G. They're taking public testimonies, and I'm very grateful for a handful of Greenwich residents who have signed up to testify. This is a bill to say, let's look at 830G. It's going to ask the housing commissioner to do a study and report back within a year. I'm concerned that there should be more voices than just the commissioners, and we need to have town executives and housing authority leaders really have a voice to explain why 830G doesn't work. I'll be watching the public hearings, and that's the news from the House.
Okay, I have a question for you, Representative. I think there's a hearing tomorrow about remote learning, a bill to loosen up the rules on remote learning. Can you tell us any update on that?
Yes, that is an important bill. I think that these kinds of education bills are really vital to provide flexibility. I'm always pushing for education reform. And this is something that, you know, private schools and some charter schools are able to adjust and offer remote learning. But the public schools right now do have a very strict kind of rigid rule that they can't even have one day of remote learning. So this is a great bill, and I do support it, and I hope it goes through.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich, first Thursday of each month, joins me. Representative, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. WGCH Center time is